100 word stories.
Today's story is called Oboe. It's by Lawrence Simon. If I win the lottery, I will call a few major symphonies and buy the oboe chair. There's no reason for it. It's just so strange, nobody would understand it. And that's the point. We only write our names in sand. Unless it's with an oboe, I suppose. And every oboist in that city will strive to sit in the chair I bought for them. Or they could remain standing or sit on the floor, I suppose. How silly that would be, dressing up, bringing out your finest oboe, and sitting on the dirty floor. Go get a chair, dummy. You know, I swear I've done something like that before, but I could search, and I don't care. Anyway, one a day until the day I die.com. Where do I come up with these ideas? I think this is from George Carlin's How to Kill a Rat with an Oboe, his list of goofy books. God, that's over 40 years old. Anyway, one a day until the day I die.com. Probably killed with a rat and an oboe. And as always, keep it brief.